Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing with the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos. The third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, says, Ha'omer al-kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, one who says that your mercy extends to the bird's nest. Or, V'yal tov yizachir shmecha, he says, may your name be remembered for good. Or, modim modim, he says, a double modim. Mishatkenoso, we shut him up. Ha'over lefnei hateva v'ota, if someone davens for the amud, he's the shliach tzibur, he's the chazan, and he errs in his davening, yavor acher tachtov, then another person should take his place. V'lo yehei sarbon v'oso shaha, and he may not object at that time. Minayin hu maschil, at what point should he begin? Mitchila habracha she'ta'aba, at the beginning of the bracha where the previous chazan made the mistake. So, let's take a look in the Bar Nuro. Al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, that God's mercy reaches to the bird's nest. Kamo, shehagiu rachamecha al kan tzipor. It's like saying that your mercy reaches to the bird's nest. Ugzarta, and you commanded us, lo tikach ha'em al habanim, not to take the mother with the baby birds. Kein chus rachem aleinu. Therefore, may you, God, have mercy in such a manner on us. So that's what one is not supposed to say. As for why not, we'll flip from the Bar Nura over to the Tosfos Yontif for a second. V'zeh Loshon Rashi. This is how Rashi explains it. Ha'omer b'tfila, so etc. Tamayhu davka b'tfila. The reason is only in tfila. Shekisha omer b'tfila, machlit es hadavar. When he says it in tfila, he's making it absolute. Once you put it in the liturgy, then it's like that's our philosophy. That is a done deal. Ulahachi mishatkenoso, and that's why we shut him up. Masha ein kein derech drush opshat, which is not the case in learning. So when we study the Torah, when we learn Chumash, and we get to the mitzvah of shluach hakan, of sending away the mother bird so that that we don't take her and the babies at the same time, there we can suggest, there we can imply that the reason is it's an aspect of God's mercy. But that's just our talking it out. God doesn't tell us that. The reason we do the mitzvah is because God said to do the mitzvah. We can only speculate to the underlying reasons. Once someone puts it in davening, it's no longer open for discussion. It's been canonized, as it were. Back in the Bar Nuro, Mishatkenoso, someone who says one of these things, we shut him up. She'osa midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. Because he's making the midah, he's making the character trait of God, mercy. V'hein einan ela gezeirus melech al avadav. And it's only a decree of a king on his servants. So, we can't say definitively that it's because of mercy. We can only speculate it. We do it because God said so. Once more into the Tosfos Yontif. V'hein hadavar kein, and it's not necessarily an aspect of mercy. She'ilu hayaderach rachmanos, if it was actually a matter of mercy, lo tziva lishchot chaya v'of chal, then maybe God shouldn't suggest that we slaughter animals or birds at all. Aval haya mitzvah mikubelas ein la ta'am. Rather, this is a mitzvah that we've received, and the reason wasn't given to us. So, if you want to say it's mercy, there are things that God could have commanded us that, in our minds, would be more merciful. Let's not try and second-guess God's reasoning, let's just do what he says. Al tov yizachir shmecha, may your name be remembered for good. Mashma al tova secha nodelecha. It's evident from here that we thank you for your good. V'al hara lo nodeh. And on the bad, for that we don't thank you. V'hari anu chayavim levarich al hara k'shem shemavarchan al tova. And we're required to thank God for the things that we perceive to be bad, the same way as we thank him for things that we perceive to be good. So we can't see the big picture. We have to accept that everything God does is good for us. We can't always see it. So k'shem shemavarchan al hatov, kach mavarchan al hara. Just like we thank God for the good things, we thank him for the seemingly bad things. That's why we have the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. And to suggest otherwise in prayer would be very bad. Modim modim. So it's two sets of thanks. The machazi kimakaba alav shtei elohus. It looks like he accepts two powers. Umafarish b'Yerushalmi, hada detema b'tzibor. The Yerushalmi says that modim modim is only a problem if he says it in public davening, when he's the shliach tzibor. Aval b'yachid tachnunim heim. But if someone says it privately, modim modim to himself, that's just a form of praise to God. So he can be a little overly zealous in the case of his personal prayer, but not for the public prayer. V'lo yehei sarbin ba'oso sha'a. Someone who's called upon to replace one of the people who says these things in davening is not allowed to object. K'derech shar yodim lifnei hateva, as people do in other times when they're called to daven for the amid. Shetzarech l'sarev pam rishona. He has to say no the first time. Aval zeh lo yisarev kisha omrim lo lech raid. But this guy cannot say no when they say go, take over for that guy over there. Because that's going to make the davening take too long. This guy made a mistake. He needs to be removed. We got to get someone in there right away. We don't have the time for your modesty. Mishnah Dalid. Ha'over lifnei hateva lo yane achar kohanim amen. One who davens for the amud does not say amen after the kohanim, keeping in mind that in Israel they say Birkas Kohanim every day. So we only duchen in America on holidays, but in Israel they duchen every day. So the one who's davening for the Amud does not say Amen after the Kohanim, mipnei hateref, because he'll get confused. Vim ein shan kohen elohu, and if the guy davening for the Amud is the only kohen in the place, lo yisa es kapov, then he doesn't duchen. Vim havtacha so, shehu no se es kapov v'chozer l'tfilaso rashai. But if he's sure that he has the skill that he can duchen and then resume davening at the place where he left off without interruption, then he would be permitted to do so. Okay, let's take a look in the Tosos Yantiv. Vim havtacha so, if he's sure that he can resume. V'hatam kadei shelo tisvatel nesias kapayim. The reason that we permit this is so that duchening should not be done away with. But if there's another kohen in the place, sheyisa es kapov, and he can duchen, lo yisa shliach tzibur es yadav, then the guy davening for the amud should not duchen. Vafilu im haftachaso, etc. Even if he's sure that he can resume, that's only allowed when he's the only kohen, and it will cause duchening to be done away with altogether. If there's another kohen, then the shliach tzibur doesn't duchen. Let's look in the Bartnuro. Lo yane achar kohanim amen. He does not say amen after the kohanim. Besov kol bracha, at the end of each bracha, yivrecha, etc. Kamo shishar tzibor onim, just like the other people in the congregation would answer. Bimnei hatirif, because he'll get confused. Shlotaterif dato v'yita, so his mind shouldn't get confused, and he will make a mistake. Lefisha shliach tzibor hu, because he's the chazen, he's the one representing everybody. Tzorech lahaskil bracha shnia, he needs to start the second of the brachas of the kohanim. Lekros lahen mila b'mila, and call it out to them word by word. Vim yane amen lo yachol lekavin, and if he says amen, then he can't be paying attention. V'lachzor l'tfilaso maher, and he can't quickly get back to where he's supposed to be. Lahaskil habracha shiroi lahaskil, and start the bracha that's appropriate for him to begin. So everyone's got a job. The shliach tzibur calls out the words, the kohanim repeat the words, the congregation says amen. Everyone do your job, and we'll all get along great. If he's the only kohen in the place, lo yisa es kapov, then the shliach tzibur doesn't duchen. Shem lo yuchel lakavin v'lachzor l'tfilaso. Perhaps he won't be able to pay attention and return to the proper place in davening, l'hischil sim shalom, in order to start the bracha of sim shalom. Shetehei data miturafes me'emsa d'tzibura, because his mind will become confused out of awe, of fear of the tzibur, of the congregation. V'im haftachaso, and if he's sure, klomar imboteachu, if he's positive, Shlo tehei dato miturefes, that his mind won't become confused, me'emas hatzibor, from fear of the congregation. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Join us tomorrow when we will complete Perek Hei and begin Perek Vav.